So we're on Daf Nun Aleph Amud Aleph. You remember we started the sugi yesterday of Shvichas Shiraim, Shiari Adam, and we were talking about Par V'Sor Shal Yom HaKippurim on Daf Nun Aleph Amud Aleph. So the Gemara says the following, that when the Mishnah back at the beginning of Ezi Makomon establishes that the Shiari Adam have to go into the Yisod HaMarovi, again we're talking about the Mizbech HaChitzon, my timer. So the Gemara asks, why is this? It's right in the middle of the daf. What's the source for Shvichas Domim, Shvichas Shiorim on the Yisod HaMarovi? HaMakra. So the Pasuk says, I'll read the whole Pasuk here in Vayikra Dalet. Veis kol dam hapor yishpoch el Yisod Mizbach HaOla. And here come the key words, Asher Pesach Oel Moed. And what's Asher Pesach Oel Moed? It means directly against what? Straight line against the Pesach Oel Moed. What's the Pesach Oel Moed? The Pesach HaHechal. And then the Gemara adds the following three words. Hahu Depoga Bereisha. And that's the Yisod that he encounters first when he leaves the HeChal. And he's got the dam, the Shiori Adam, and that's called the Yisod HaMarov. And yesterday we took a look at a diagram and we saw that the Yisod HaMarovi is Keneged Pesach HaHechal. And the Gemara derives this from the Pasuk, Asher Pesach Olmoy. Good? So that we saw yesterday. Now what we didn't see yesterday is Tosus Dibra Maschil Asher Pesach Ol Moed. And Tosus speaks about Yisod Shekenegin HaPesach, which is the Marav of the Mizbeh. And that's Kenegin Pesach HaHechal. So what I'd like to focus on today is towards the bottom of Tosfos. You see where the lines get a little wider. At the end of the second line, Umiu Hagufa Kasha. And Tosfos asks the following question. Lovely Kra, why do I need the Pasuk Pesach Ol Moed? Typically, even without the Pasuk, I would know that the Shvichas Shiori Adam has to be on the Maravi. Why? The Ein Mavirin Ala Mitzvus. Because we have a principle called Ein Mavirin Ala Mitzvus. How does Tosfos know that such a thing exists? Keda Ashkan Taima V'Perakama Diyuma. And the Gemara there is talking about the Kronos HaMizbeach, which means Nesinas Dam on the Kronos. And the Gemara establishes in Yuma Daf Tesvav that you need what's called Mizrachis Tzmonis. That's where he has to do the first Nesinas Dam on the Kronos HaMizbeach. Uparech, the Gemara asks the question, why does it have to be Maishna Diyoev Mizracha Tzbona Bereisha? Why does he have to begin the process of Nesinas Dam with the Karen on the Mizrachis Tzfonis? Why not put it on the Dromis? And the Gemara answers, because Pogale Bereisha, the first Karen that he gets up to is right there on the Mizrachis Tzfonis. V'chein, and Tosfos says another source for this halacha of Ein Mavirin al Mitzvus, Gabi Dishun Mizbach HaPnimi VaMenorah. So the Kohen goes into the Heichal and he has to do two avodos. One, he has to do Dishun HaMizbeach, and the second, he has to do Dishun HaMenorah. So where should he begin? And the Gemara says, Damrina B'Yuma, there the Gemara says, in Yuma, Dishun Mizbach Mizbeach Kodem. First he does the Dishon on the Mizbeach, and only afterwards does he do the Dishon on Menorah. Why? Mishun de'ei mavirin ala mitzvahs. It means that when the Kohen goes into the Heichal, the first thing that he encounters is the Mizbeach. So he has to do that mitzvah first. So far he has two examples of Ein Mavirin al Mitzvahs, both of them from Kodshim, and now he's going to stretch his arm out beyond Kodshim. The two cases of Kodshim that he has are, number one, Nesinas Adam B'Kranas HaMizbeach, and the Gemara explains in Yuma the reason why he starts with Mizrachis Tzfonis and not with Dromis is because Ein Mavirin al Mitzvahs. And the second sugi he has is Dishun. He starts in the Heichal with the Dishun HaMizbeach, and then he goes on to the Dishun HaMenorah. The third raya, the third source that he has for Ein Mavirin al Mitzvahs, is also Masechta Yuma. And there the Gemara talks about Tfilin Shal Rosh and Tfilin Shal Yad. Daburi Dara Atotofsta. In other words, Aburi means to pass over, and Atotefta is the Aramaic word for Tfilin, which is also in the Torah itself. And he's not allowed to be Makdim Tfilin Shal Rosh before Tfilin Shal Yad. He should do Tfilin Shal Yad first. Why? Because the first thing he encounters is his Yad, and then only later he encounters his Rosh, and Ein Mavirin al Mitzvahs. So again, just to summarize, Tosfos says we have a principle that's well established in many different halachic areas called Ein Mavirin al Mitzvahs. Why does the Gemara here, in the case of Shiari Adam, and the Shvich has to be on the Yisod Ma'aravi, why does the Gemara choose a Pasuk, El Pesach Ol Moed? Why not just drop the Pasuk and apply the universal principle of Ein Mavirin al Mitzvahs? The Tosfos gives the following answer. The Yesh Lomar Delo Shayach Di Ein Mavirin al Mitzvahs Ela Kishayesh Shtei Mitzvahs Lefanav. If he has to choose between two mitzvahs, Kigon, what's Tosfos' example? Dishun Mizbeach HaPnimi V'Dishun HaMenorah. Kigon Mitzvahs Kronos She'eini Yodea Mehechan. Let's say he has to do two matonos, and he doesn't know which corner, which keren he should do first. So you have two mitzvahs, and you choose the one that's closest because Ein Mavirin al Mitzvahs. The same thing again we can apply to tefillin. Right? He has tefillin shel Rosh and tefillin shel Yad. Which mitzvah does he fulfill first? Ava l'kvoa mokom. Ashvichas Shirayim. Here, in the case of Shvichas Shirayim, we're not talking about two mitzvahs. We're talking about where, what location, which yisod should be the target of the location of Shvichas Shirayim. Is lo kavina mehaytaim. We're not going to determine which yisod is necessary for the fulfillment of the mitzvah of Shvichas Shirayim based on the principle of Ein Mavirin al Mitzvahs. He loved the goli krabahecha, unless we have a pasuk to teach it to them. So to summarize Tosfos's answer, he seems to assume that the only application of Ein Mavirin al Mitzvahs is only when you have two mitzvahs. Again, Tosfos seems to be assuming in the case of Karnas HaMizbeach, and maybe we'll get a chance to think about this, that each Karen is a mitzvah unto itself, and the question is which side you should start with. I mean, we have another halacha in Kronos HaMizbeach called Matona Achashen Shtayim. I mean, there's only one mitzvah, just that the dam has to get to various parts of the Mizbeach. That's a different story, but Tosfos is assuming that each Karen is a mitzvah unto itself. So Rabosa, I'll tell you what I have on the agenda for today. Yeah, I'm just going to make one announcement and then the floor is yours. What I'd like you to open up to, and now that Don is here, I can make the announcement because he'll hear me the first time and that'll be fine. We're looking in Nefesh Tova, again, Chelik Beis. It's always going to be Chelik Beis. Okay? And if you could open up to page Tuf Mem. Okay? Tuf Mem. Yeah, I'm...
So, I see that there's a note to Tosfos Megillah Lahamidet, which
right.
Because my question on this is
that you could open up. We have it already on the table.
Right. My question is that, like, I'd always heard, like, Ein Mavirin al Mitzvot with regards to Purim when it falls when there's
right. So that's the sugya Megillah Daf Vav.
So I assume this is. This seems to be like that seems to be like a kasha on what's
exactly. Excellent. So let me just repeat what Aaron is saying. Aaron is saying the following: the Gemara Megillah wants to know, and it's relevant to this coming year, Mitzvah Hashem. In which Adar do we read the Megillah?
Oh.
The first or the second? And the Gemara Megillah is going to quote the Shita of Rabbi Eliezer. And Rabbi Eliezer says the following, that we read the Megillah, you guessed it, in the first Adar. And why is that? Time of my, the Gemara asks, Mishum di Eima Virin ala Mitzvahs. So this is going to be one of the major problems that Aaron is raising here with our Tosfos, because we're not talking about two different mitzvahs. We're talking about one single mitzvah of Megillah, and the question is in which Adar we should fulfill it. If Tosfos is assuming that Eima Virin al Mitzvahs applies exclusively to the case of two mitzvahs, and you have to take the first one first because Eima Virin al Mitzvahs, that doesn't seem to be applicable in the case of the Gemara Megillah. Aaron, you had a second question you wanted to ask?
No, that's the first question.
Okay.
I had a slightly more general question. I'm beginning to notice about the way the things we've been learning that there seems to be some type of limud for every single section. So I'm beginning to get an impression that first off, let's say every single korban is a separate mitzvah d'oraita, right?
Are you talking in Taryag? I think in Taryag, the Rambam has them all as one mitzvah, if I remember correctly. But I'd have to. But that's not what you're talking about.
Okay,
you're talking about, let's say, if you want to derive dinim, then each korban is independent.
Okay. And then it seems to me like sometimes the parts of them are also a mitzvah. Like, let's say with this Rikat Adam, it's like.
But one of the big issues we're going to discuss today, I don't know if this is relevant to your question, is whether Shfichas Shirayim is part of the mitzvah Zrikas Adam.
Okay.
Is that what you mean?
Let's say
would that be a good example? So that we're going to get into.
In my mitzvot also.
I see what you're saying.
Of honor, but okay, but yeah, and likewise.
In other words, if you define something as two mitzvahs, then Tos says that generates Ein Mavir and Alam mitzvahs. All right. Let's see this inside. Some of this we touched in the past, and it pays to review, but there's a lot of this that's brand new to us. Okay. He begins with a summary of Tosfos, and then he has a diuk in the language of Tosfos. And he says the following. When Tosfos opens up his teretz with V'yesh Lomar, he says, Lo Shayach, Lo Lashon HaTosfos, Lo Shayach, Now, once he says that, we already know that our Gemara, our sugya of Shvicha Shirayim is not relevant. It doesn't come under the klal of Ein Mavirin Al Mitzvahs. Why? It's only one mitzvah, correct? But if you take a look at Tosfos, when he swings around to our Gemara, instead of writing the following, Avol, Shficha Shirayim Ein Ela Mitzvah Achas, instead he writes, L'kvoa Mokom Lo Kavinon Mehai Taimu. You know, it's as if to say Tosfos is coming up with a brand new approach, and he's saying, well, in the laws of Kvias Mokom, you know, do you want to know where to put the Shirayim? That's a fascinating question. Which yisod should you pour the Shirayim on? That has nothing to do with Ein Mavir Ela Mitzvahs. So the Rashiva here wants to know, why does Tosfos begin the Reisha of his Teretz with one Mahalach, with one approach, and then when he gets to the Sefer of his answer, to show you that that Shvicha Shirayim is not relevant to the principle of Ein Mavirin, he comes up with a whole new formulation. Okay, that's the question that's on the table. Now, he quotes another sugya of Ein Mavir Nala Mitzvahs. This is the sugya of Ktziras HaOmer. Do you remember this? We discussed this in the past. It's a sugya.
Part of the field, I think.
Yeah, exactly. Which part of the field are you going to take the Omer from? And this is sugya Masechta Menachos on Daf Samach Dalid Omid Beis. And the Mishnah there establishes that Mitzvahs HaOmer LaHakriv Minakorov. You take it from a nearby field. not to go out to a distant field. So the Gemara says, my timer. Why does the Mishnah say you take it from the close field? And the Gemara offers two answers. The first answer has something very specific to do with the Omer, and that's called Mishum, because the Torah says Carmel. And Carmel, which is the description of the Omer, comes from the Lashon Rach, something that's soft. So if you take it from a nearby field, then it remains soft. But if you have to schlep all the way out to who knows where and then cut it down till you get to the Mizbech in Yerushalayim, it becomes hard, it becomes dry. Ebay, same analogy, Gemara gives a second answer. Why do we take it from a nearby field? Mishum di ein mavirin ala mitzvahs. Because you're going to have to pass the nearby field in order to get to the far off field. So once again, Aaron, here we're going to ask you a question a second time. How many mitzvahs we're dealing with?
One.
Only one. Hare, muchach, we see from this, the af mitzvah achas, el sheyachol asosa bekorov o berochok, amrinen eima v'yunal mitzvahs. And he claims that the shita mekubetzes in Menachos raises this question. This sugya here in Menachos regarding the Minchas, the Omer, contradicts apparently Tosus's principle, because here we're talking about one single mitzvah. And he writes, this is the language of the Shita Megubetzes, which you'll see here on page Tav Mem Aleph. He says, Hasam there in Masechta Menachos, Lohavi el Likvah Makom. You want to know which Makom is appropriate for the Omer. And we apply Ka'omer Eim Avir Nal Mitzvahs. Then therefore, B'Makom Arishon Sheyimtza Chayv LaSosa. And therefore, there's an exact parallel between the case of Makom Arishon in Omer and the case of Makom Arishon in Shvichas Shirayim. What's the Makom Arishon in Shvichas Shirayim? The Yesod HaMaravi. So why does Gemara again need a pasuk? So what are you going to tell me? But it's only one mitzvah. Well, that's exactly what Omer is about. It's only one mitzvah. You want to be koveh makom from which field I should take the Omer? The answer is take it from the closest field, because you don't want to be overall on mitzvahs. Now, this question that's raised by Tosus here in Masechta Zvachim appears in other Tosafot and Shas. And basically, wherever the Gemara mentions Ein Mavirin al Mitzvahs, Tosafot always asks the same kashya. So in Masechta Menachos, there on Daf Samach Dalet, Tosafot raises the question. He gives the answer that Lo Shayach Ein Mavirin al Mitzvahs Ela B'Shtei Mitzvahs Lefanov, Kigon Dishun Mizbeach V'Dishun HaMenorah. And then he says, "V'chein b'hach shmaita," meaning that sugi over there in Menachos, "notel min hakorov." Now this is very interesting. What do you mean v'chein? That's not v'chein. You just finished saying that Eim Avir Na Mitzvah only applies when there are two mitzvahs lefanov, and then he says v'chein, as if to add another category of Eid Mavir Nal Mitzvahs, Bahash Maititon Shenotel Minakorov. So again, Rabbi said, before I read the next line in Tosus in Masechta Menachos, we're already beginning to sense that Tosus is breaking out of a small, limited circle and saying, well, if you want to know whether to press the button of Ein Mavir Nal Mitzvah, you have to give me two mitzvahs. He's saying already there's something beyond two mitzvahs, even in one mitzvah, and that's the case of Notel Menakorov in Omer, clearly one mitzvah, and yet Tosus has no problem with Ein Mavir Nal Mitzvahs. Aval, however, Shvichas Damim Shirayim Likvoa makom l'shvicha shirayim lo kavinan mihay time. Now, I don't have any clue what Tosus has in mind, but what I am excited about is that it adds another dimension, another it sheds another light on our Tosfos in Masechta Zvachim. Because as we started, Tosfos said, well, there's no problem, why we need a pasuk for Shvichas Damim, because after all, we're not talking about two mitzvahs. And then he answers, but l'kvalo makom, if we want to determine where on the Mizbeach, which is sowed, we have to be Shofek Shirayim on, that requires a pasuk. Pesach Ol Moed. So the answer is that there's something here in the middle between the ratio of Tosfos' answer and the Sefer. It's almost as if there are words that got left out. And we could fill in those words with Tosfos in the Sechta Menachos. And in the middle, between the ratio of the Teretz of Tosfos and the Sefer, now in Tosfos and Svach, we have to add the following words. That not only is there Ein Mavin al Mitzvahs when there are two mitzvahs, there might even be Ein Mavin al Mitzvahs when there's one mitzvah, could go Netila min HaKaro, in the cases of Omer, but not in the case of Shvicha Shirayim to be Koveh Mokom. Now, what's the difference between the Mokom from which I take the Omer, which requires Karov, and there I'm going to apply the principle of Ein Mavin al Mitzvahs, and the Kviyas Makom of the Yisod Hamaravi as far as Shvicha Shirayim? That we don't have a clue. We don't have a clue at this point. Again, I'll be willing to hear what you have to say, but you have to hear my why I'm crazy at this point. I mamish don't know what Tosfos is saying. Again, he's saying v'chein meaning, and there's another case that comes under Ein Mavin al Mitzvahs Hashmaitita Denotel Min HaKarov, our sugya of Omer. Avol Likvo Makom L'Shvicha Shirayim. That doesn't fit into either of your two categories. Mimonafshach. It's not two mitzvahs, it's only one. And number two, it's not notel min hakarov, but rather it's likvoa makom l'shvicha shirayim. And there, we're not going to apply the principle of ein over in ma'al mitzvahs. Michael, did you want to take a stab at this?
Just in this, we've got a pasuk, haven't we? So that's why we don't
like. Again, the whole thrust of this discussion today is, why do we need a pasuk? So first we thought Tosfos is saying we need a pasuk because in the case of one mitzvah, we don't apply the principle of Ein Mavin al Mitzvahs. We threw that out because Tosfos himself indicates that he would have applied the principle of Ein Mavin al Mitzvahs to Shvicha Shirayim, on which Yisod, and say, don't be over on the Yisod, don't pass over the Yisod HaMaravi, except for the fact that it's called a Kviyas Makom. And if you want to be koveh, the right, exact, proper location for Shvicha Shirayim, then we cannot apply the principle of Ein Mavin al Mitzvahs. But yet, Tosfos in Masechta Menachos admits that even with regard to one mitzvah, we will apply the principle of Ein Ovrin al Mitzvahs, which means, again, I don't know why I need a pasuk here in our Gemara, typically, Mishum Ein Mavin al Mitzvahs. Why does Gemara say no? Mishum Shenemar El Pesach Ol Moed. And Tosfos himself says that in the case of Omer, we're going to apply the principle of Ein Mavin al Mitzvahs. Why? Because he's notel min hakarov. If I want to establish notel min hakarov, I'm going to press which button on my computer? Ein Mavin al Mitzvahs. But if I'm interested in what? In determining which makom, which yisod is appropriate for the mitzvah of Shvicha Shirayim, here I cannot press the button of Ein Mavin al Mitzvahs. Why in the world is that different than Netilas Makom in the case of Omer? What do you say?
I had a guess. It might be something dealing with. The Mishnah says Yimon Atan Lo Yikev. So maybe it's like Sheri Adam is like, it doesn't have the. It's not like a full mitzvah. It doesn't have like the. To apply this concept of Ein Mavin al Mitzvot, you need some like threshold of mitzvah quality. And we don't have that. If I had to guess.
Well, wait a second. If you're talking about whether it's Ma'akib in the Evid, did you touch on that? If I heard it between the lines there?
I guess, yeah.
Because if you're touching on that issue, that's going to be Tosfos' answer in Masechta Megillah. Again, as I said, this Tosfos appears all over Shas,
okay,
each time in a slightly different form.
The answer at the end of our Tosfos.
No. Again, Raposa, you can't say Gzerat HaKatuv because we're trying to figure out why we need a Pasuk. Can we agree on that? I mean, I don't know.
No,
if I have to...
I didn't think that was such a good argument either, but what you just said was that if there's a pasuk, then that like teaches you you shouldn't use the Svara instead. I mean,
well,
it's
well,
weird.
Again, it, let me say this. Yeah. Tosfos and Megillah wants to say that the reason why I need a pasuk is to tell you Likuva. What do I mean? That Eim Avir Nala Mitzvahs is only L'chatchila. Again, we're going to get, we're jumping ahead of ourselves, but just keep in the back of your mind that Tosfos and Megillah, when he gets to the sugya of Adar Aleph or Adar Beis for Megillah's Esther, he's going to quote the opinion that Eim Avir Nala Mitzvahs could apply straight across the board. Has nothing to do with Mitzvah Achas and Mitzvah Acheres, but Eim Avir Nala Mitzvahs is only L'chatchila. What we need in Shvicha Shirayim is a pasuk to tell me that not only is it only a requirement l'chatchila under the general rule of Eim Avir Nala Mitzvahs, but it's even likuva. Now that's going to create tremendous problems for us because we have no clue what Tosfos means by likuva, because Shvicha Shirayim is not likuva. If you didn't do the Shvicha Shirayim, the carbon is kosher. But again, we're jumping ahead of ourselves because what I really want to do with you now, and this is very exciting, is to present a breakthrough chiddush of the Brisker Rav to understand our Tosfos. So if you have the text in front of you, it's on the bottom right, and he says the following. What does Tosfos have in mind? That we only apply the mitzvah, the principle of Ein Mavir Nala Mitzvahs, if a certain makom will be left out of the mitzvah. That is almost like two mitzvahs. So for example, in the case of Omer, if he passes over the first makom, then the mitzvah of Omer was not fulfilled in that makom. That also generates the principle of Ein Mavir Nala Mitzvahs. Again, it's only one mitzvah, but Tosfos says, if he's not notil min hakarov, then Eim Avir Nala Mitzvahs apply. Says the Brisker Rav, why? Because the mitzvah was not fulfilled in the karov, in that makom. Is hecha diksha oses ha mitzvah shnia? If he goes ahead and takes min harachok, lo niskaima mitzvah rishona, meaning the first opportunity of the mitzvah was undermined. Ve'ach b'mitzvah achas, even though we're talking about only one mitzvah, im kisha oso so b'mokom hasheni, if he passes over the first makom to the second makom, harei ena mitzvah miskayemis b'mokom harishon. So therefore, im yavi es ha'omer min harachok, lo niskayma mitzvah havas ha'omer min hakarov. So far, so good. Now here's the punchline. Avol shvicha shirayim li yisod. He says, if not for the Gzeiras HaKosuv, we would say the following, that there's no Chiluk Makomos on the Yisod. All of the Yisod is considered one Makom. Do you remember, Rabosa, we had a similar story yesterday. We were talking about the difference between Mizbeach and Kevesh. What else did we talk about? I forget. We also had Chiluke Makomos. Okay, I'll try to remind myself. I think it was about the Kevesh and the Mizbeach, but please correct me. Yeah, with regard to the Netilas Gecholim for the Ketores. So he says the following. Again, I'm going to say it in my language, and I'll see if I can fit it into his language. Yesh Lachkar. How do we view the Yesod vis-a-vis the mitzvah of Shvicha Shirayim? Is it one entity? Indivisible? You could talk about the Mairov, you could talk about the Dorov, you could have different parts of the Yisod, different directions, and so on, but it's all halachically one Yisod, without any Chiluk Makomos, or no? Should we divide up the Yisod and suggest that there's Yisod Maravi, there's Yisod Dromi, etc., etc.? Who can bring me a proof that there are chiluke makomos in Shvicha Shirayim, that the Yisod is broken up into different places?
Well, we have that Lifnei Hashem.
But which halacha? Again, you're right. Which halacha? Again, forget about Pesukim right now. Just which halacha in Shulchan Aruch and Hilchas Kodshim proves to you that there are chiluke makomos in the Yisod of Mizbeach?
It's Safon.
Well, No, Tzafon is in the Azor. Don't confuse me now. I'm confused enough without that. But I mean in the Yisod. Exactly. Shvifa Shiraim. It requires what?
Marav.
So you see that the Yisod Maravi has its own status. Says the Brisker Rav, that's only after the Pasuk. The chiddush of the pasuk, and that's what you were saying before, is that we can break up the yisod into its various parts. But before we had that pasuk of El Pesach Ol Moed, which identifies the specific yisod of Maravi, then at that point we were of the impression, of the opinion, which makes logical sense, that the entire yisod is one entity. Just find a place to be shofek the shiraim and get ended, then the story is over. We have a principle of ein mavirin al mitzvus, and don't tell me, well, ein mavirin al mitzvus only applies in two mitzvus, because I'll prove it to you from the Omer that even though we're dealing with one mitzvah, the Gemara still applies the principle of ein mavirin al mitzvus. The answer is because here we have chilukei makomos. What does it mean? That every single makom, which is called karov or rachok, is a separate makom. So for example, you have Carmel that's growing right here, Bekarov. The mitzvah can now be fulfilled right here in this Karov place from the Carmel that's growing on this, I would add almost Chefta here also, not only makom, but there's a Chefta that begs to be used for that mitzvah. Now you passed over and you went to a different makom. So the Brisker Rav claims that you've robbed the first makom of its mitzvah. That's called Ein Mavirin Al HaMitzvus. But if there's no Chiluki Makomos, and that's the Salka Daita Chamina, before I know the Pasuk El Pesach Ol Moed, I cannot identify one specific part of the Yisod HaMizbeach as having its own status, then at that point all the Yisod is one entity. What are you going to tell me? Ein Mavirin Al HaMitzvus? What's Ein Mavirin Al HaMitzvus here? There's no Ein Mavirin Al HaMitzvus.
But you're still counting on the Pasuk to come to that conclusion that I have to use that side.
Correct. And once the Pasuk teaches me that side of the Yisod has its own status, and therefore the mitzvah applies there, then I don't need Ein Mavirin Al HaMitzvus, because I'm telling you something about the mitzvah and the place which the Torah isolates or singles out for that mitzvah. Yeah, so I don't need. It's not relevant to talk about Ein Mavirin Al HaMitzvus here. In the Havamina, the Gemara thinks that all of the Yisod is one entity. So Mimonavshach, there's no Ein Mavirin Al HaMitzvus. Neither in the Havamina nor in the Maskana. In the Havamina, there's no Chilukei Makomos. So how can you say that he's skipping the mitzvah in one makom? He's doing it on the Yisod of Mizbeach. Who cares whether it's the Dromi or Maravi? If, on the other hand, you have the Maskonis HaGemara that there are Chilukei Makomos, then what the Torah has done here is it singled out the Yisod HaMaravi. Once the Torah singled out the Yisod HaMaravi, then there's no Ein Mavirin Al HaMitzvus. He says, V'zu Kavanas HaTosfos. Here's where he wants to push it into Tosfos. That Tosfos says, L'kva HaMakom Lo Kavinan Mai HaTayna. What does he mean, l'kva makom? He means l'kva chiluke makom, meaning l'kva new makom, and break down the Yisod HaMizbeach into its component parts. You know, it's like splitting the atom. He says that we don't do, unless you have a pasuk for that. V'ein mechalkim es Yisod l'shnei makomos. If you would be able to mechalik him same as kodesh, then enochinami. You'd apply the principle of ein mavirin al mitzvus. But for that, I need a pasuk to set up yisod maravi and yisod dromi as two different makomos. I need a pasuk el pesach ol moed. Beautiful shtickle Torah the Brisker Rav. Again, is this going to help us with your question that you asked before about Adar Aleph and Adar Beis? I don't know. Here I have a lot of problems here, because you're going to have to set up a structure here. This is not Hilchus Makomos, but in Hilchus Man, that just like in Hilchus Makom, each Makom as a separate entity demands a mitzvah, and you can't be over on one makom to get to do the mitzvah in another makom. So too in Zman, each Zman demands the mitzvah, and Adar Aleph is calling out, fulfill the mitzvah Megillah in my time. But again, that's a bit of a stretch. Now, in the next paragraph, he points out that the Chafetz Chaim never accepted this. Again, the Chafetz Chaim didn't know of this Brisker, but I'm saying he argues with the Brisker. How do we know this? What did the Chafetz Chaim write that indicates that he didn't hold to this? Because yesterday, Rabbi Osi, you may remember that we quoted the Shitas of Rambam. And the Rambam Shita is that all you need is Yesod Ma'arovi for Shvichas Shiraim. You don't need what we call Keneged HaPesach, a specific location, an X, place X on the Yesod Ma'arovi, which is exactly parallel, if you will, to the Pesach Olmoy. The Rambam drops that whole thing. Rabbi Tosis Shita was that L'chatchila, you have to have the Shvichas Shiraim exactly Mechuvan Keneged HaPesach. The Rambam doesn't hold that. Says the Chafetz Chaim, even the Rambam would agree that l'chatchila, you should be zoreh, you should be shofech the dam, the shirai adam, keneged haPesach. Why? Because ein mavir na l'mitzvos. In other words, the Chafetz Chaim, on the one hand, is holding that all of the Yesod Ma'arovi is one entity, that's the Shitas HaRambam, and you can do the Shvichas Shiraim anywhere on the Yesod Ma'arovi, but on the other hand, he's still going to apply the principle of Ein Ma'avir Na L'Mitzvos, because he comes out of the Heichal, and the first place he encounters is Keneged Pesach HaHeichal, that's where he should do the Shvichas Shiraim. The Brisker Rav could never accept such a thing, because the Brisker Rav holds that if it's all one makom, so it's got one mitzvah and one makom, then there's no din of Ein Ma'avir Na L'Mitzvos. Ein Ma'avir Na L'Mitzvos, according to Brisker Rav, can only apply when there are two makomos. And the Rambam Shita is that all of the Yesod Ma'aravi, at least, is one makom. Again, in our sugya, we were talking about the Yesod Ma'aravi versus the Yesod Dromi. And in the Havmin of the Gemara thinks that all of the Yesod is one entity. So we needed the Pasuk to establish Chiluki Makomos. Comes along the Rambam and says, once you have a halach of Chiluki Makomos, then the Torah demands that the Shiuchah Shiraim be on the Yesod Ma'arovi. That's the Makom. That's the Makom. That's a new Makom, a new identity where we break down the Yesod into its various parts. However, according to Brisker Rav, there's no room to say that within the Yesod Ma'arovi, we would have Halachah Ein Ma'avir Na L'Mitzvos, because once you're in the Yesod Ma'arovi, then there's no Chiluki Makomos. All the Torah did was set up the Yesod Ma'arovi, according to the Rambam Shita, as the Makom Bifnei Atzmo for Shvichas Shiraim. Now you want to tell me, well, within the Yesod Ma'arovi, I have to find a place that's closest to the Pesach because Ein Ma'avir Na L'Mitzvos. The Brisker Rav would never accept such a thing.
Yeah, there may only be one Makom, according to one opinion, but there are still elements of time. The earlier you do it, if you wait and do it later, you're being...
So that's a different principle. Does anybody know what that's called? That's not called Ein Ma'avir Na L'Mitzvos. Okay, but Zvizim Makdimim is just a kiyum to enhance the mitzvah. But there's another principle that prohibits me from delaying a mitzvah. That's called mitzvah bol yadcha al tach mitzena. Right? The Gemara says it says in the parsha of matzahs, it says that you shouldn't lo tasenu chametz. So there's an isur chametz. So the Gemara darshins that the word chametz doesn't only mean leavened bread; it means to be machametz to mitzvah, meaning you delay a mitzvah. But the principle of being machametz. Being mechametz sa mitzvah al tach mitzena, that already belongs to the realm of what I call zekei levan vehu, meaning that's already embellishments of the mitzvah. When we talk about ein ma'avir na l'mitzvos, that's a much more serious halacha. We're going to derive. Yeah,
this problem, I think, in all of these comparisons.
Yeah, no, I'm just saying, Ein Ma'avir Na L'Mitzvos is going to have tremendous implications because, for example, the Sugya Megillah, you know, when are you going to read the Megillah? Neither Aleph or neither Beis. And this is not being Mechametz the Mitzvah. Besides which, you have to go?
Yeah.
Okay. So besides which, I don't think if you pass over the Mizbeach to get to the menorah, I don't think that would be mechametz tzav mitzvah, you know, in those few seconds. You know, mechametz tzav mitzvah would have to be a significant time period. Yeah?
What does the Chafetz Chaim do with the Tosfot?
Tosfot says what?
that that ain't on Rina Alitz, so it requires two mitzvot. So I'm going to Chafetz Chaim then say.
You mean, to what extent did the Chafetz Chaim accept that Ein Ma'avir Na'al Mitzvahs would apply even within one mitzvah?
Yeah, yeah. Well, because it seems like he does. It seems like he says that.
Absolutely. Right. So where in the Tosfos do we find such a breakthrough according to Chafetz Chaim? Meaning, I don't know if the Chafetz Chaim had the insight of, you know, he accepted this Chiddush. Again, he didn't hear from the Brisker Rav, but maybe he came up with it on his own. And he's willing to say that within one mitzvah, we should apply Ein Ma'avir Na'al Mitzvahs. He may be going with the sheet of Tosfos and Megillah that Ein Ma'avir Na'al Mitzvahs is only l'chatchila, and therefore he says we need a pasuk to tell us some sort of halacha b'di'evit, which we'll have to analyze what that means. But nevertheless, there is a din of Ein Ma'avir Na'al Mitzvahs l'chatchila within the Yesod HaMarov, which means as soon as the kohen comes out of the heichal, that's exactly Keneged Pesach where he should do the Shvicha Shirayim. Okay. So now we're up to a paragraph here on the bottom left. I don't want to spend too much time on this on the next two paragraphs because there's something more exciting coming down the line, but let's not skip it. And we'll say the following. Tosfos' kasha was, why do we need a pasuk, Pesach Ol Moed, for Yesod Ma'aravi, we should know. We should derive the same conclusion from Ein Ma'avir Na'al Mitzvahs. Correct? So he says the following. Since Tosfos is of the opinion that, if you recall our discussion yesterday, that Pesach Ol Moed means Dafka Keneged Pesach Ol Moed. Again, that's not the sheet of the Rambam. So then what was Tosfos asking? Why do you need a Pasuk for Pesach Ol Moed? Because if you can apply the principle of Ein Ma'avir Na'al Mitzvahs, then he could put the dam, he could be shofet the dam anywhere on the Yesod Ma'aravi. So what was bothering Tosfos over here? We need the Pasuk L'chor, and this would answer Tosfos' question, because Tosfos L'shitoso says you require Shvichas Domim Dafka Keneged Pesach HaOhel. The af midin ein ma'avir na'al mitzvahs. Oh, sorry. So what do you have to assume here? If Tosfos is asking the question, well, let's apply the principle of ein ma'avir na'al mitzvahs, it must be that Tosfos is assuming, like the Chafetz Chaim, namely that ein ma'avir na'al mitzvahs applies even within one makom, namely, in this case, the Yesod HaMaravi, and it would tell you that the first place that the Kohen encounters, that's where he has to do the Zram. That's B'dafka Keneged Pesach HaOel, Pesach HaHechal. Otherwise, Tosfos has no kasha to begin with. Because the answer to Tosfos' question is obvious. I need the Pasuk to establish that I need Dafka Keneged Pesach HaOel. So how could Tosfos turn around and ask, well, Ein Ma'avir Na'al Mitzvahs? Apparently, Ein Ma'avir Na'al Mitzvahs, according to Tosfos, applies to a very specific part of the Yesod HaMaravi, and you isolate and single out that part. That's against the Brisker Rav. He says, Ach Yesh Lidchos. That's not a proof. Why? Because in the Havamin of Tosfos, who held that Ein Ma'avir Na'al Mitzvahs should apply even without the Pasuk, Af Lule Akra, even without the Pasuk, Shayisod Choluk L'Shnei Mekom, Asal Kochach Svirle Di Af Bi Oso Mokom Atzmo, Ika Din Ein Ma'avir Na'al Mitzvahs. So Ein Achinami, in the Havamin of Tosfos understood, like the Chafetz Chaim, that Ein Ma'avir Na'al Mitzvah applies even within one makom. And therefore, within the Yesod Ma'aravi, all of which is one makom, I can isolate one particular place where the Kohen encounters first, Keneged Pesach Mamish, and apply the principle of Ein Ma'avir Na'al Mitzvahs. That was Tosfos' kasha. But maybe when Tosfos answers that likva makom, we don't apply the principle of Ein Ma'avir Na'al Mitzvahs, maybe now Tosfos, in his maskana, understands like the Brisker Rav, that you could be makayim the mitzvah anywhere on the Yisod, and therefore there's no din of Ein Mavir on mitzvahs because it's all one makom, and I need the pasuk to be koveya makom, meaning to break up the Yisod into its various parts. So this is a fascinating analysis of the Habamin of Tosis, the Makshan of Tosis, and the Maskon of Tosis. The issue that divided the Habamin and the Maskona is whether or not you could apply Ein Mavin al Mitzvahs within one Makom. Tosis thought that you can specify a particular location X within one Makom based on the principle of Ein Mavin al Mitzvahs, and Tosis al Maskona says no. If it's all one Makom, there's no din of Ein Mavin al Mitzvahs. And now if I want to break up something into its smaller parts, for that I need a pasuk, and that's exactly what El Pesach Olmot is coming to teach us. So this brings us to the paragraph that says, Vahosif HaGriz. And the Brisker Rav adds another point here. He says that there are Nitonim B'matona Achas, and with regard to Nitonim B'matona Achas, there's no din of Ein Mavir Nala Mitzvahs. So for example, let's say the Kohen encounters one particular Keren first, and he didn't do the Nesina on that Keren, instead he jumped over to the next Keren. He says we would not apply the principle of Ein Mavir Nala Mitzvahs here. Why? If the carbon only needs one matana, then it means that whichever keren you choose of the four kronos, the mitzvah of nesinas dam al keren applies to all four kronos. And it's as if he gave the dam on all four kronos. In other words, that Tosis holds that you would not apply the principle of Ein Mavir Nala Mitzvahs if we view all the four kronos as one makom, like the Brisker Rav said. And in the case of Matan Shtayim, there the Gemara does apply the principle of Ein Mavir Nala Mitzvahs. Why? Because in the case where the carbon requires two matonos on two specific kronos, diagonally one from the other, then we're talking about two different makomos, and each keren sets itself as a separate makom. And therefore, Ein Mavir Nala Mitzvahs applies. Again, I don't know if you have to come on to this, because you can just simply say that if you need Matan Shtayim, then each keren is a separate mitzvah, and then we come back to the original principle that whenever there are two mitzvahs, we're going to apply Ein Mavir Nala Mitzvahs. But even Dal Miyachi, even if you don't want to say so, since the Torah requires Matana on all four kronos, just as Halacha is Shtayim Shein Arba, right? Because if you get two corners diagonally, you're going to get all four kronos. Then the fact that the Torah requires two kronos means there's Chiluke Makomos in the kronos, and then we can apply the principle of Ein Mavir Nala Mitzvahs, and that's the Sugya Yuma.
I can't. The person messed up the Matanot down.
I don't know. I have to check that out. But what I do want to say is Tosa Megill talks about Ma'akev. So that's going to be the next paragraph. Again, according to Rabbi Eliezer, why do we read the Megill in the first Hadar? Because Ein Mavir Nala Mitzvahs. Oh. So the question is, what do you mean Ein Mavir Nala Mitzvahs? It's only one mitzvah. The answer is that Ein Mavir Nala Mitzvahs applies even in one mitzvah. Ella what? The question is, are you being okay? Are you undermining the kiyum of the first, you know, the first opportunity? So according to Brisker Rav, we're going to say the following. That just like in Hilchos Makomos, if you have two different Makomos, you can take the Omer from Makarov or take from the Rachok. Is we apply the principle of Ein Mavir Nala Mitzvahs because you're robbing the first Makom of its mitzvah. So too in Zman, we're going to say that Adar Rishon, if you skip over it, you're denying Adar Rishon the opportunity of the Kiyum Mitzvahs Kriya in that month. And that's similar to Havas HaOmer, where you're denying the Karov its possibility of being Mekayim the Mitzvah of Havas HaOmer. But now we get to Tosas and Yevamos. I'm sorry, Tosas and Megillah. And Tosas and Megillah says that we only apply Ein Mavir Nala Mitzvahs in Shtei Mitzvahs. And therefore, why should we apply Ein Mavir Nala Mitzvahs in the case of Megillas Esther, according to Rabbi Eliezer, Adar Rishon? So Tosus writes, V'zeh Eino. Maybe, if you don't mind, maybe looking into the Tosus, see if you can find where he says, the Mikra Megillah Lekel Mitzvah Achas. Do you have such a Tosus Mistaber? It's the second Tosus on the page, right? He says, Afilu Hachi. Tosus says, we apply the principle of Ein Mavirin al Mitzvahs, even though Kriyas HaMegillah is only one mitzvah. So Tosus must be saying, like the Brisker Rav, that Ein Mavirin al Mitzvahs applies even to one mitzvah. If you're robbing one makom that you encountered first of the possibility of fulfilling that mitzvah, in this case, robbing Adar Aleph of its opportunity to do the mitzvahs. So again, according to Tosus here in Zvachim and Tosus Menachos that we saw, it works out very nicely. But Tosus in Megillah seems to be operating with the principle of one mitzvah versus two mitzvahs. Okay, now we get to the Turi Evan. Does anybody know who authored the Turi Evan? I mean, he's more famous for a different work that he published. Did you ever hear the Shagas Aryeh? I mean, if you didn't hear the Shagas Aryeh, then I'm not gaining you. We didn't benefit anything. But what did he say? No. The Shagas Aryeh lived about 150 years ago, max 200 years ago. Maharal lived 500 years ago. So he says the following: we messed up when we read the Gemara Megillah. The Gemara Megillah says, "My time. Why does Rabbi Eliezer require Megillah on the first Adar? Because Ein Mavirin al Mitzvahs." No, that's not what the Gemara means. Don't read the Gemara Kipshuta. He says the following: Lav Dafka. The Kol Makom De Amrin and Ein Mavirin al Mitzvahs Hainu K'sheish Lefanu Shtei Mitzvahs. So again, he's going with the Shita of Tosfos and Megillah that it all depends on one mitzvah versus two mitzvahs. And since he has two mitzvahs, Yesh al lasos tchila lahayde poga bereisha. Notice he's not allowed to be mavir on the mitzvah because he's going to forfeit that mitzvah for the sake of a different mitzvah. Abel bahayde Megillah, but the Gemara says the Megillah ain't mavir on the mitzvahs. He says, ein zeh havaras mitzvah le mitzvah cheres. He's not giving up on one mitzvah for the sake of a different mitzvah. We're talking about one mitzvah. Havaras hazman bilvad. That's already a different principle. V'dami lahachtis nan. There's a mission in Megillah. If I'm not mistaken, he'll tell you where it is. I think it's on Daf Chav. Anyway, mitzvahs on kol hayom. That there are certain mitzvahs that are daytime mitzvahs, and you can fill it during the entire day. Like Megillah, like Hallel, like Musaf. And the law is, im lo asan shachris, if he delayed and he didn't fulfill these mitzvahs at the beginning of the day, ein bohem mishum ein mavirin, it's not a violation of ein mavirin on mitzvahs, but rather, he's forfeiting the zrizus of a mitzvah. He's forfeiting the chimutz of a mitzvah, so to speak. So therefore he says, al korchenu, here in the Gemara Megillah, ein mavirin al mitzvahs, the amracha lav dafka, el loshon rogil v'shagur, b'chol hanach duchti nokat. In other words, you'll see that the Gemara uses, I call it poetic license, and the Gemara borrows the terminology of Ein Mavirin al Mitzvahs and uses it for cases where he delays the mitzvah in Zman. From Shachris he delays it to Achrei HaTzarayim, or from day he delays it to night. And that's what the Gemara calls Ein Mavirin al Mitzvahs, but it's not really Ein Mavirin al Mitzvahs, because according to the Shagas Aryeh, Ein Mavirin al Mitzvahs only applies when? Two mitzvahs, where you're forfeiting one mitzvah for the sake of the other. He says, that's certainly not Shitas HaTosus. Tosus asks, why do we need a pasuk for Shvich HaShirayim? On Yesod Maravi, I can derive that conclusion from Ein Mavirin al Mitzvahs. Tosus is taking Ein Mavirin al Mitzvahs very seriously. We're going to apply Ein Mavirin al Mitzvahs in Mila, in Hallel, in Megillah v'Shachris, in all these cases where the Gemara says Ein Mavirin al Mitzvahs. He says the Be'emes Mitzvah Shezmana Echad V'Nimshach Kol Hayom B'lo Hefzik Ein Bohem Mishum Ein Mavirin al Mitzvahs in Ma'achra V'Ein Tzarech LaHakdim Elu Mishum Zrizu Makdim L'Mitzvahs. Shrei lo heavier al zman mitzvah, but mitzvah sheish la shnei zmanim nifradim, v'yochel akayimah bizman rishon u'ma'akrad zman sheni, bazeh havi shnei zmanim mechulakim, kishnei mekomos mechulakim, v'yesh bazeh mishum ein mavirin al ha-mitzvahs. Ulahachi im eno koreas hamigilu bad rishon umevatel zman kriyas harishon ad yudali bad sheni ikom mishum ein mavirin al mitzvahs lo dami lemila. So what do we gain from this Shagas Aryeh in Turiyev? He's saying that there are two usages of Eim Avinu Al Mitzvahs in Shas. Sometimes we use it literally for Eim Avinu Al Mitzvahs. We're going to derive halachas and very serious halachas with tremendous repercussions. Sometimes it's a borrowed term, Eim Avinu Al Mitzvahs. It really just means you're delaying a mitzvah and you shouldn't delay a mitzvah. And here, within delaying of a mitzvah, we have, according to Tosus, in the Brisker Rose frame of reference, we have two different categories. We have a category of Zman, where each Zman is a separate entity. It's like Shnei Makomos. So, for example, if you talk about Adar Aleph and Adar Beis, that's considered Shnei Makomos. And then we're going to apply the principle of Ein Mavirin Al Mitzvahs, according to Tosus, literally. The real McCoy Ein Mavirin Al Mitzvahs, not the borrowed Ein Mavirin Al Mitzvahs. Then you could have cases like Mila and Megillah and Hallel, where you can fulfill the mitzvah anytime during the day. Here, if you find Ein Mavirin Al Mitzvahs, the Shagasari is 100% correct. That's just a borrowed term. That just means don't delay a mitzvah. Do it at your first opportune moment. Those aren't Zmanim Chalukim, because the halacha is that the whole yom, the whole day, from daybreak till from dawn to dusk, is all part of one entity of Zman for the mitzvah of Mila and the mitzvah of Megillah and so forth and so on. So if you delay it, okay, you delayed the mitzvah. We'll give you a little patch for that. But it's all one Zman. So there's no Chiluke Zmanim. You're not breaking up the day into different parts.
It's a difference between a hitter mitzvah and a derech kiyum.
And a fundamental derech kiyum, fundamental, essential.
Correct,
because of the chiluki makomos. But now we get back to Tosa Megillah. Tosa says that, you know what, when the Gemara applies the principle of Eim Avinu Al Mitzvahs, he says, we need a pasuk asher pesach, oel moed, right? And we're not going to apply Eim Avinu Al Mitzvahs. So Tosa Megillah quotes Rabbeinu Yehuda. You've heard of one of the Bali Tosa Rabbeinu Yehuda. He's not frequently quoted. And he gives the following answer. Elav Kra, if not for the Pasuk El Pesach Ol Moed, Hava Mina, the Eim Avinu Al Mitzvahs L'chadchila, Avol B'dieved Shari. Anywhere on the Sod Baravi is fine. And l'chatchila ein mavirin al mitzvahs. U'mishum hachi yitzir kra. Now we need a pasuk. Because ein mavirin al mitzvahs is only what? L'chatchila. How do we know that it's ma'akiv b'di'evan? From a pasuk. Frek deturi evan. Any odeya ma inyan lechatchila v'di v'eved shayach legabi shficha shirayim to shirayim eidu ma'akve klal k'nisnan b'chol ha-shirayim im lo nosan lo ikev. What is Rabbeinu Yehuda and Tosfos hakin about here that I need a pasuk el pesach ol moed to tell me that the yisod ma'aravi is likuva and you would undermine shirayim if you did it on the yisod dromi? And that we need a pasuk for, because if we're only operating within the context of Eim Avinu Al Mitzvahs, that's only lechatchila. But it would not undermine the mitzvah and invalidate it. Who's talking about invalidating mitzvahs here? The carbon is kosher, even without Shvicha Shirayim. We once had a svara, if you remember, like that, with regard to Haktar Seimurim. that if the Kohen has a machsheves shalol lishma and aktar simurim, it would not pasul the korban because the korban already became kosher. Which when with zrikas adam, so you know, even if the murim go the way of all flesh, it would make no difference. So he's saying the same thing about shvicha shrine. How could Tosus in the name of Rabbi Yehuda make distinctions about lechatchila b'dieved, that if we only have the principle of eimavir nalamitz, that would just generate a lechatchila requirement of yisod barov, but now we need the pasuk pesachol moed to tell me it's likuva. Even b'dieved he's not yotze. What do you mean he's not yotze? Even if there was no shirayim, he was yotze. Says the Shagas HaYehon Nichol Amad Yomar, there is one Tan who holds that Shirayim in the case of Chatos Pnimios is Ma'akvim. Again, I don't want anyone to walk out of here thinking that Shiori Adam Shvicha Shiori is Ma'akiv. In 99% of the cases it's certainly not Ma'akiv, but in Chatos Pnimios where you need the Shvicha Shirayim on the Mizbeach HaChitzon, there is one Man Yomar who says Shvicha Shirayim is Ma'akiv. So he says, "Hava mina kimodi imlo nasan klal ikev b'dieved." I might think that just like if he doesn't do the shvichas shirayim according to that man the Omar, it's ma'akev b'dieved, and the carbon is possible. Hachinami im nasan avolo keneged pesach is ma'akev. Then I can understand Rabbi Yehuda. Avol man the Omar shirayim lo ma'akve. That's how we paskin is hashda lo nasan klal ena ma'akev is kolshkei benasan el shlo nasan kinegan pesach di ena ma'akev. So the Shagasai says that the only way, I mean, it's a real dochak to understand and justify Rabbi Yehuda's answer is to assume that shirayim is ma'akev. So here the Rosh Yeshiva wants to argue against the Shagasari and explain the Shita of Rabbeinu Yehuda and Tosus. He says the following: Masha kosva tosis mishum di ema virna la mitzvis is hava mina hainu lechatchila bir divrehem she'eno ma'akiv bekarbon. That was a dover poshut. Rabbeinu Yehuda and Tosis knew that the absence of shvicha shirayim, or if he doesn't do the shirayim on the yisod barovi, for sure the carbon is not possible. But itzrich klo pesa, we still need a possible of asher pesachol moed. Why? Ulam bepashus yishlom di ein kavonas Rabbeinu Yehuda in Tosfos li ikuv hakarbon eli ikuv b'mitzvah shvicha shirayim. Nice chap, Roshiva's chap. And he says the following: he says that you can talk about likuva in one of two contexts, in the context of the carbon itself, meaning you have to replace the carbon, or in the context of replacing the shvicha shirayim. Now how in heaven's tarnation is he going to replace the shvicha shirayim based on the pasuk el pesach ol moed, if we only had the principle of what? Ein mavir nal mitzvahs. Okay, so he was over on ein mavir nal mitzvahs, he passed over, he went to the other side of the yisod amaravi, whatever it is, but now you're telling me that it's likuva in the mitzvah shvichas shirayim. My nafkemina, he says, anafkemina kishe yochel laosfam. Do you remember we spoke about Erev Pesach? You know that all the dam is all over the Azara because of all the Karbonis Pesach. So they used to appoint one Kohen to collect all the dam for the Ritz, because maybe, just maybe, one particular Karbon or more didn't have Zrikas Adam al Mizbeach. So what he does is he does an Asifa, and he says here, yeah, he doesn't mention that, but he says here also. Or we once spoke about the issue of Shalol Shema in Zrikas Adam, if let's say there's still Dam HaNefesh in the Tzavara Beheva. So he messed up with one Zrika, but now he can still collect some more Dam and do another Zrika. So right, so this is already, we're getting ourselves well oiled. The Kachim engine is getting well oiled here. He says, Im Yochala Asfam, if there's still Dam that he can collect from the Yisod HaMizbeach, the Lachzar, Ulashafcham Bimkomon, be a soda marov. So he went ahead, he was shofing the dam on the soda dromi. So now that we have a possible Pesach Ol Moed, which requires Marov, he has to go ahead, bend down, and collect the dam from the soda dromi, and do another Maisa Shvicha on the Yisod Marovi. The Yachal Lassos came, the Aleka be Yisod didn't klita kmo dam shenizrak shalobim komo. Okay, this is complicated, but we have Zrikas Adam shalobim komo, And again, that's going to be a machlokus, but let's say according to by the Omar that Shalomim Komo is Lav Zrika. So he went ahead, he was Zorik the Dam on the Elyon instead of the Tachton. So there you can't say Asifa because the Mizbech is Kolit. He says it's a separate halacha that you know, the Mizbech already grabs onto it. But he says, as far as the Yisod is concerned, we don't have a din of Klita. And therefore, even though the Yisod Dromi got a hold of this Dam, of the Shirayim Dam, now we can rip it out of the hands of the Yisod Dromi in order to implement a Shficha in the right way, meaning on the Yisod Marav.
I thought that once the Dam was left, the Kli Shores, it's possible. How can you start collecting it up?
If it's out of the Kli Shores?
No.
In fact, I don't know if you were here, Mike, we had a whole discussion about Halacha, whether Halacha requires a Kli Shores, which means that he did the Shechita, maybe with a Kli Shores, that we don't know. Right? That's Machlokas Rabbeinu Ephraim in Tosus, at the beginning of Perek Eizu Mekomon. He certainly needs a Kli Shores for what? Kabbalah Saddam. Now what happens in the middle? Can he pour the dam into a kli chol and then pick it up at the end of the process with the zrika sadam and a kli shares? Or maybe even he doesn't need a kli shares for zrika sadam. That we never got up to. That's even more complicated. So we had a Migdash David, which again, don't test me on this because I'd have to go through all the rayas of the Migdash David again, but the Migdash David said that in Halacha Sadam you don't need a Kli Shores. So again, all sorts of things can happen over here. The Gemara has Halacha Sadam where I can give it to another Kohen and one Kohen passes it on to the other Kohen, they pour it this way, they pour it that way. So he's saying as far as Shvichas HaYisod, then for sure he can collect the dam from the Yisod HaDromi in order to do the Shvich on the Yisod HaMaravi. Is he obligated to do so? So the answer is if it was only a din of Eimah Vinah Mitzvahs, so he was Mekayim the Mitzvah, but the Evid he was Yotzeh, there's no need to do the Mitzvah a second time. But if we're saying that Shvichas Dam on Yisod HaMaravi is La'akev, again, what does it mean La'akev? Not Ma'akim in the Karavah, but Ma'akim in the Mitzvah Shvichas Damim, then he's required to do a Shvichas Dam. He hasn't fulfilled his obligation of Shvichas Dam Al Keren HaMizbeach. And then we have to ask ourselves whether there is a separate Mitzvah Shvichas Dam Al Keren HaMarov. So he writes here, I am B'Yushalmi. The Yushalmi in the fifth parak of Masechta Yuma has a suffix. Is the Mokom of Matan Shirayim Ma'akev or not? So there's a Gilyan Ashas on the Yerushalmi, and he sends you to Tosu Megillah in the Turi Evan. And he leaves the Mitzvah Iv, meaning, according to the Turi Evan, in understanding Tosus, we're going to derive from the Pasuk El Pesach Ol Moed that the requirement of Yisod Maravi is Likuva. The Yerushalmi vacillates back and forth. The Yerushalmi has a possibility that you could be Makayim the Mitzvah Shvichas Dam even on the Yisod Dromi. And that's a suffix in the Yerushalmi. The Yerushalmi goes back and forth. But in the Bavli, and that's the way the Turi Evan interprets Tosfos, the Pasuk of El Pesach Olmoed is telling me that the requirement of Yisod Maravi is absolutely indispensable. Which means that you'd have to, again, if you have such a possibility, you'd have to do another Shvichas Shirayim to replace the first one. And this time, get it right on the Yisod Marov. Now we're up to page Tav Mem Dalid. I see it's getting late, so I'll just chaperine one thing. He says the following. Based on a sugya on Lamed Tes Amud Aleph, the Briska Rav has another interpretation of the Yerushalmi. The Yerushalmi wants to know whether or not Shirayim Ama Akvim. And we said that means, as far as the mitzvah of Shirayim is concerned, you know, which Yisod, and you know, which part of the Yisod is Ma'akim or not. However, the Briska Rav has a whole different take on the Yerushalmi. And he says the following. We have a Man Yomru, as we mentioned earlier, that Shirayim are Ma'akvim. So, in the case of Shvicha Shirayim, in the Yerushalmi, what does it mean that Shirayim is Ma'akvim? And what is the other possibility that Shirayim is not Ma'akvim? And again, the Briska Rav is going to learn that the Sveikos and the Yerushalmi all revolve around this very fundamental issue about whether Shirayim, Shficha Shirayim is Ma'akeh. He says the heart of the issue is whether or not there's a Toras Zrika on the Shficha Shirayim. Now, Rabosai, why would I think that there's a Toras Zrika on Shficha Shirayim? Again, let me reiterate, just so you have the facts on the ground. According to one man, the Omer, Shirayim is Ma'akfim. What kind of a carbon are we talking about when we say, according to one man, the Omer, Shirayim are Ma'akfim, Shvicha Shirayim is Ma'akfim? Only Chatos Pnimios. Because again, in Chatos Chitzonios, what clinches the carbon? The Zrika on the Mizbeach HaChitzon. But in the case of Chatos Pnimios, we took the Chatos inside with all the Azos, Ahin and Aher, you know, all the different Azos, and the Heichal, and the Kosh Kadosh, and whatever we did, like Parvus Sosh Yom HaKippur. But we haven't yet done what? Zrikas Adam al Gabi Mizbeach. In the absence of Zrikas Adam al Mizbeach, there's a new substitute. It's like a second string pitcher, you know, you have to pull in somebody from the bullpen, as we say. So what's going to be that second string replacement Zrika Saddam? Because there was no Zrika Saddam yet on the Chatos Pnimius, Shvicha Shirayim. And that's going to be where? On the Mizbeach HaChitzon. And that's what we discussed, he's going in, he's going out, and all the stuff, where's the first place he encounters when he leaves the Heichal, and he approaches the Yisod HaMizbeach for the Shvicha Shirayim. So the Brisker Rav learns that all the Sveikos, there are a whole bunch of Sveikos in the Yerushalmi, in Masechta Yuma, they all revolve around the following issue, that according to the Man D'Omer Shirayim HaAkvim, does it mean that we consider the Shirayim as almost a Zrika Saddam, and therefore it's Ma'akev, because the Zrika Saddam now expressed itself in a new form, in a new Tzura. The Tzura is Shvicha Shirayim. So for example, Rabosai, the Yerushalmi has a suffix, what happens if at the moment that the Kohen did the Shvicha Shirayim, he had a Machshava Poseles, does that undermine the power of Yom HaKippurim? He says, Al Pizei Yesh Levar Sofek Yushalmi Makoma Ma'akiv. Now we have to know, if Shvicha Shirayim is so critical in the case of Chatos Pnimios, that there's one man, the other says it's Ma'akiv in the very Hechshar HaKarmon, because it has the Shem Zrika. So now the question is, well, what sets up the Shem Zrika in Shvicha Shirayim? And that's what the Yushalmi is vacillating about. Do we need the Yisod Ma'aravi to make this Shvicha into a quasi replacement for the Zrika Saddam? Or no? Anywhere on the Yisod would be good. And now he adds another element to the equation, and that's Shmuel. And I think we've mentioned Shmuel in the past. Shmuel has a Shita that Zrika Shelo Bimkoma Mechapra. So for example, if he was meant to be Zorik the Dam above the Chud HaSikra, and he said he did it that, because Shmuel Shita is that the entire Mizbeach is one entity, and therefore even Shalom B'mkoma is Mechaper, is Memela. The Yushalmi has one side to say that if he does the Shvicha as Domim on the Yisod Dromi instead of the Yisod Ma'aravi, that's okay, because call it like a quasi Zrika, but it becomes a Zrika Shalom Koma, which according to Shmuel is Kizrika Dami, it's Mechaper. Aval Ima Akve, what was the tzad in the Yerushalmi to say? That you have to get the Dam, the Shvichas Dam Shirayim on the Ma'aravi. The answer is because if he does it on the Dromi, that's not called a Zrika at all. And maybe even Shmuel would agree. And the answer is, why would Shmuel agree? After all, Shmuel holds Zrika Shalom B'mkoma, the entire Mizbeach is one entity, is Havi Zrika and it's Mechaper. The answer is, because the Torah says, El Pesach Ol Moed. In the case of Shvicha Shirayim, the Torah identified and singled out one Yisod, namely the Yisod Ma'aravi. That becomes a Zrika, a quasi-replacement Zrika, but without it, without the Yisod Ma'aravi, El Pesach Ol Moed, it's Ma'akiv in the carbon itself. And Al Pizen, here's what we're going to finish up for today. He says, Lo Shayach Nidon Yerushalmi Klal Adivrei HaTosfos. Therefore, our Tosfos, who's wavering back and forth about the principle of Eim Avirna on mitzvahs has no bearing whatsoever on this Yushalmi, or the other way around, the Yushalmi has no bearing on Tosfos. Why? Because the Yushalmi, is talking according to the Man Yom Shiorim Akvin. And we want to know if he does the Shvicha Shiraim on the wrong part of the Yisod. Does that have a Torah Zrika, or does it not have a Torah Zrika? And the question is whether, and what's in the balance here? What's hanging on one thin thread? The entire Hekshar Karma. There's no Torah Zrika on Shvicha Shiraim. Is then Tosis is right that if we set up a new makom, which again we can derive according to Tosis from the Pasuk of Pesach called Moed, then Vade Makoma Ma'akev. Again, what does Ma'akev mean? It means as far as the mitzvah Shvicha Shiraim. There's a very fascinating linguistic paradox here. What do I mean by linguistic paradox? On the one hand, you would say, well, Tosus's discussion about Ma'akev or not should be very relevant according to the Ma'ad Yomar who says Shirayim Ma'akvim. But now we're saying just the opposite. Pumfaket, if Shirayim is Ma'akvim, Tosus's discussion is irrelevant because there's no din of Ein Ma'vir on mitzvahs. We're just trying to determine what qualifies, constitutes a Zrikas Adam, how does Shvichas Shirayim become a Shvichas Adam, and that's what El Pesach Ol Moed is telling me. So therefore the whole sugya of Ein Ma'vir al Mitzvahs is irrelevant. However, Tosus is talking according to the Ma'an Yomar who says that Shvichas Shirayim is Eino Ma'akvim, which means that we're not dealing with the carbon itself and the Hekshar HaKarbon, we're only dealing with the mitzvah of Shvichas Shirayim. Oh, now Tosus says, wait a minute, you want to know how and when you can fulfill the mitzvah of Shvichas Shirayim? Well, what do you need a pasuk for that? I can derive that from the universal principle of Ein Ma'avir Nalan Mitzvahs. So Tosus answers, no, Ein Ma'avir Nalan Mitzvahs wouldn't apply here because there's no Chiluki Makomos. And for sure, Makomon would be Ma'akim, but here, the entire Yisod is considered Makomon. But now we have a Pasuk El Pesach Ol Moed, which breaks up the Yisod of Mizbech into various parts, and now we have Chiluki Makomos. Now for sure, Makomos is going to be Ma'akim. And that's what Tosus is talking about when he addresses the issue of Ein Ma'avirin Al HaMitzvahs. So Rabbi Moshe, we got basically halfway through this essay. I am extremely inspired by this essay because it gives me a whole different geschmack. I don't know how you translate geschmack into English. It's like, you know,
flavor?
Yeah, they say, oh, I ate a geschmack of cholent. Yeah, come on, a flavor of a cholent. Come on, it's geschmack. That's what it is. So, you know, sometimes I learn kodshim. Again, I started picking up kodshim. I'll tell you exactly. It's got to be 84 days ago that I can figure out because I'm up to daf pei hey. And it's been very technical and very mechanical. And that's why I'm always looking for inspiration. And this is where I'm finding my inspiration. Okay.
Good.
Having said enough, maybe I allow myself the license of continuing this tomorrow so we finish
it. Generally speaking, in Ma'avirim al Mitzvos, and there are a lot more Tosfos seen about this in Shas.
Well, we have the following. We have Tosfos here in Zvachim, Tosfos in Zvachim, Tosfos in Menachos, and Tosfos in Megillah. Those are the three.
That's it.
And then what you have is the Gilyon HaShas in Yuma on the Yushalmi, and the Gilyon HaShas assumes that the Yushalmi is operating within the framework of Ein Ma'avir al Mitzvos, and he quotes the Turi Evin to derive the conclusion that if there's only one mitzvah that we don't apply Ein Ma'avir al Mitzvos.
Right.
And that really sends us back to our Tosfos, who says that even in one mitzvah, like for example the Sugya Menachos of Omer, will apply the principle of Ein Ma'avir al Mitzvos, and not the way the Shagas Ari understands. That's just the problem of delaying a mitzvah, you know, chaperein the first moment that you can, but real McCoy Ein Ma'avir al Mitzvos, which applies even in one mitzvah. So it's fascinating because when you start this sugya, you know, you think the Tosfos is saying something very simple, that in one mitzvah we don't apply Ein Ma'avirin al Mitzvos. But then you see the sugya of Menachos and it changes your whole perspective. And that's where the Brisker Rav comes to.
Maybe he was